Good morning. Well, let's takes about two good morning. Well, it takes me about two times to do anything anymore. I don't do anything without retracing my steps at least once. So let's retrace the good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Pastor.
Let's stand together, please, to call the church to worship. I want us to hear some words from Jesus in the 15th chapter of John, beginning with verse 7. Hear the word of the Lord. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know he won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground. I found out a long time ago want to go. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know He won't let me down. Toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe as far, and grace will lead me home. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. Let me down, 'cause I'm already standing. Yes, I'm already standing. We are already standing on solid ground. Over the mountains and the sea, Your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in this room, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing, when Your love came down, I could sing of Your love forever. I could sing of Your love. Runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in His room, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing when Your love came down. I could sing of Your love forever. I could sing of Your love forever. I could sing of Your love. Feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like you're dancing. River runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing when Your love came down. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Remember the day that His love came down and visited you for the first time, and you were born again.
Terry. Amen. Well, please feel free to be seated. Well, it's good to see everybody this morning, and especially good to see Norm and Teresa Hain, who surprised us and dropped in. So those of you who remember Norm and Teresa.
Spaz!
Ooh. I didn't know I was still on. I'm sorry. That was his puppet.
Still is.
I'm a little slow. He was a puppet, and he had a particular name. I thought Rock Sneezed is what I thought. But he did a puppet named Spaz, right?
And he was.
He was, and he is. All right.
He's still alive and kicking.
And he's still alive and kicking. Norm and Teresa were with us. How long have you guys been gone?
11
years. My. So time has flown by. So be sure and have opportunity this morning to get reacquainted with them as they're visiting with us, and we're delighted that they're able to do so. I want to remind you, tonight from 5 to 8 is the Family Fellowship Night over at the Moors, and so all the details are there in the bulletin, and the time is from 5 to 8, as I mentioned. And one other thing that just came across, and you may have already been aware of it, but it was a really good change, and it simplifies our involvement with the Kroger Community Rewards Program. You don't have to re-enroll. If you're enrolled, it will automatically roll over every time at the renewal. But if you've not got some other charity and you would like for some of the Kroger points that you use to build up for benefit to community church, you can take care of that personally, or you can have someone who's pretty computer savvy help you sign up and make the church a recipient of those percentage points. School year has started. Talitha will again be accepting and delivering donations to the King Middle School's backpack program, and we've got a little donation station set up downstairs by that little red table. So please, those of you who have participated in that, continue to know that it needs your support. Are there any other announcements? I'm sure there may be some things that we would want to share. If so, please just raise your hand and pass that information on. It doesn't have to be an announcement. It can be a prayer request, a blessing. Pardon?
Question.
A question? Yes, my last word, and David can correct me if I'm wrong. They've tried to reschedule that now for the 22nd of August. So it has been postponed again. But that, thanks for the reminder.
Got to become reacquainted with Jeremy Hughes yesterday. Y'all remember Greg and Mary Hughes who were here. Jeremy came by for a visit to Harrodsburg, Wilmore, Danville, just to look up old places and old people from his life, and got to meet his bride, Kathleen. They're going to be going to Germany, both of them, to work on their masters, and he's 29 years old now, so it was just so good seeing me serving the Lord. So it was just, I spent about a half an hour with him yesterday, and I have a wedding picture if you'd like to look at it after church.
All right.
I just want to say thanks to everyone who helped out bringing socks, flip-flops, medicine, whatever it was. I have a huge suitcase, the third suitcase, full of it. So, thanks so much. We're getting that suitcase. Hey, Norm. Hey, Teresa. I know. So that whole suitcase actually isn't going with me because it costs a lot to take a third suitcase there. But we got a way to get it there in September, free for me. So it's going in September. But it's fully packed, fully 50 pounds, so thanks.
Vance Smith is a grandfather.
I thought maybe he would announce that, but you want to fill us in on any details, Vance?
Eliana, she was born at 1 a.m. on the 10th, 8 pounds, 2 ounces, 20 inches, beautiful little baby. I've got pictures on my phone if you want to see her.
All right.
Congratulations.
All right. Yeah. David Settle, I think, has something to share.
Yes, this is a praise report. My friend Walter, who had a knee replacement done 3 weeks ago, well, he's up and he's already moving around and on his walker, doing pretty good. And that's just wonderful because most time it takes a little bit longer than that.
Okay. Good news. Thank you. All right. Well, we want to recognize any birthdays, and also our Bible study started off great, and great in terms of we covered a lot of thought and not a lot of verses, so we only covered the first two verses in the first hour, And that's why when we get to Bible study questions, we only have two of them to answer, because that's as far as we got. Happy birthday this coming Wednesday, the 16th, to Michael Clark. And happy anniversary tomorrow, Terry and Colleen. So that will be number 52. So I'm keeping up with those pretty good. And I tell you, after 52 years, we can't even think of anything to do. So if anybody has any ideas, just pass them on. She may have some ideas after church. I don't know. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Now the Bible study questions. We will have some Bible study questions.
I have a suggestion for your anniversary.
I would take it under consideration. Pardon?
A hot air balloon ride.
Well, I know what Colleen would say. She's put up with enough hot air for 52 years. She doesn't want to take a balloon ride. I can answer that right off the bat. But that's a good suggestion, Mona. First Peter, we had two questions. Well, that's not the right answer. What term does Peter use? This is really fun, I'm telling you. That's good, because that's a distraction. Those of you who are studying know that's not the right answer. Those who've been studying, tell me what the right answer is.
Pilgrims.
He calls them pilgrims. Question number two. What is reserved in heaven for believers?
Inheritance.
Our inheritance. Yes, their inheritance. So we covered those two questions in the first two or three verses of 1 Peter, and that's as far as we got. We'll save the rest. There are questions in today's bulletin moving forward, but obviously it'll take us a while to cover all that material. You're invited. We've really grown in that study. There's about 19 or 20 folks coming, and those of you who will study on your own through 1 Peter with us who cannot make it, you're invited to do that. But anyone who would like to join on Wednesday nights, you are more than welcome at that Bible study.
All right.
All right.
Aaron in here, but if you have something of value that you would like to donate to Habitat for Humanity,
yes,
they're picking up this week. They would like donations in now, soon.
Yes, and probably next week's bulletin will announce that. I'm glad for that reminder, Emmeline. The annual Habitat for Humanity dinner and silent auction and live auction is August the 28th. It's the last Monday of this month. It'll be held at the Salvisa Baptist Church Family Center and Gymnasium. Those of you familiar with it, there's a nice dinner, there's gospel quartet, and then the auction. It's a big fundraiser for Habitat. Emmeline's point specifically was, if you have nice items that would be very popular at a silent auction or a live auction, you could donate those. They'll be picking them up this week. Aaron, my daughter, is involved with that, but you could let me know, or I would get it on to her. So thanks for that reminder. And that's a very, very worthy cause that we support. By the way, we did receive an offering of $200 last week to add to our normal giving for the Christian Life Center. So we appreciate everybody's generosity in those areas. Anything else? Vance?
DA Celebration of Life Service Saturday at 2 o'clock, New Providence.
Yes, we had announced that and bears repeating. Next Saturday at 2 o'clock, New Providence Presbyterian Church is the celebration of life for T.A. Green. Thank you, Vance. Well, let's take a moment to go before the Lord in prayer. And whatever issues and people and situations you'd like to lift up before the Lord, thanksgivings or needs, just lift those up and we'll agree together. It's a wonderful thing, and yesterday in our elders and deacons meeting, we dealt with some issues, the glorious thing was we just kind of turned all of those things over to the Lord in a time of corporate prayer where we all agreed together. Sometimes it's so good to kind of give up our agenda, our thoughts, our way, and say, Lord, you know best. We put this in your hands, and collectively we agree to take it before the Lord. So that's what we have an opportunity to do this morning. Offer up your prayers. We can rejoice with you. We can agree with your blessings. We can agree to help bear the burdens of one another.
Father, I thank you that we do bear the burdens of one another. Lord, thank you for everyone who's prayed for my brother. And Lord, it was so good to be able to have a good conversation with him yesterday. And his spirits are up and you are with him and you're doing a work inside of him. And his body is not cooperating as well as he would like. Father, I just pray that you would strengthen him, that you would cause his cancer to go away in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together. And we pray that in this time of being together, we will experience you through worship, through fellowship, through your word, through the leading and indwelling of your Holy Spirit, so that our lives will be touched, enriched, blessed in such a way that we're better suited to be a blessing to someone else. We pray, Father, for each and every person who's here. We pray blessing. We pray healing. We pray reconciliation where it's needed. We pray for understanding. We pray for increased faith. We pray, Father, for a greater good to come into each life because of the goodness of your Son, Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. We'll dismiss the children at this time, and I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us in another few moments of worship together.
Would you stand with me, please?
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the calm assurance. This child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's fight. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Hallelujah.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame, when he came for me. I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, he is for me. It was the fire deep deep in my soul, I'll never be the same. I stepped out of the dark and into the light when he called my name. Couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, he is for me. He holds the stars and he holds my heart with healing hands that bear the scars. The rugged cross where he died for me, my only hope, my everything. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me. Oh Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, he is for me. He loves me, he loves me, he is for me. My God, it's amazing how Jesus loves me.
This passage is an excerpt from the scriptures Terry's going to share this morning. Put those up. And Abraham stretched out his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. Like a rushing wind, Jesus breathed.
like a mighty storm. Stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way.
Father, thank you that you speak to us in the quietness where your word says to be still and to know that you are God. We thank you that you speak to us through your written word as the Holy Spirit makes it come alive into our hearts. We ask you, Father, to speak to us during the message today. In Jesus' name, amen.